Joe Biden weighs mandating vaccines for interstate travel. By Wendell Hasebo on August 13, 2021. President Joe Biden is weighing vaccines mandates for interstate travel, according to the Associated Press, AP, on Thursday. Still, while more severe, coronavirus measures, such as mandating vaccines for interstate travel or changing how the federal government reimburses treatment for those who are unvaccinated and become ill with COVID-19, have been discussed, the AP writes, the administration worried that they would be too polarizing for the moment. For the time being, the White House seems content with shaming those who are unvaccinated, while demanding private companies mandate vaccinations for their employees. For instance, Biden told churchgoers April 1st, they were being ungodly if they did not become vaccinated. I think this is the godly thing to do. Protect your brother and sister, he said. That's what this is about. It's about protecting people. On July 2nd, Biden explained that Black Tuskegee Airmen were almost like guinea pigs when answering a question about vaccine hesitancy in the Black community. You know, you go back just to, even World War II, African Americans were used as experimental. They were almost like guinea pigs in terms of, they were. Anyway, it, and your mom and dad remember that and your grandparents remember that. Likewise, Biden stated June 24th, it was hard to get all Hispanics in America vaccinated for the coronavirus because of their fear of getting deported. It's awful hard to get Latinx vaccinated as well, Biden said about all Latinos. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported. Vice President Kamala Harris warned Americans July 19 that if they did not conform and get vaccinated, they would cause continued mask mandates. No one likes wearing masks. People need to get vaccinated. That's the only way we're going to cut this off, she explained. Nobody likes wearing a mask. Meanwhile, Biden's push to have private business mandate masks continued Wednesday with airline executives. But Reuters reported, companies have wrestled with the extent of their authority to require shots. Among the concerns is the possibility that companies will be exposed to discrimination lawsuits as they call staff back to their desks after 18 months of pandemic-induced work from home, the report added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.